morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donnellyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Let them out. They might have caused you to lose your job. They might have left you standing at the altar. They might have stolen from you. They might have cursed your mommy, your daddy. They might have been a drunken driver who had one of your children killed by a hit and run. Whatever it is, it's going to harm your life. Open the prison door. Let them out. Get them out. Say, get out. Get out. Everyone, out. Come on, move. I forgive you. And then when the temptation comes back for you to grab that offense back, you say, no, I've already by faith let them go. I can do this. I'm telling you. Because it's going to come back. The devil left Jesus. The Bible says after the temptation in the wilderness, the devil, when he couldn't tempt him, said, left him for a season. In other words, he's coming back. That offense will try to rise again. I'm telling you, you've got to say, no ways. I don't have a need for revenge, and I'm not going to harbor this thing. It's festering. It's causing issues in your own life. Let the doors open and get them out, then slam the door shut, lock it, and chuck the key. Amen? Amen. Do you know another person who forgave? And then he gained greatly, and you can read it in Genesis 45, was Joseph. Think about what he had to forgive. You think he had some forgiveness to give? Remember? He has a dream because he was prophetic, and God gave him the dream of the sun and the moon and the stars bowing to him. Remember? What he was talking about was what he ended up doing, saving the world in the famine, right? He saw that coming, but he was still immature. And he didn't know to keep his mouth closed. A foolish man uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth in him till afterwards. So Joseph was young, he was foolish. He went there bragging, look at my coat. Woo-hoo. Look at your raggy one. Look at mine. Yours is raggedy. Look at my coat. See mine? I've got my gold suit on today. You see? Woo-hoo. Look at you. You've got no jacket. And so what happens now, they get jealous and they throw him into the pit. They kill a goat, they put it on his coat, which is now ruined, and they take it to his dad and say, a wild animal killed him. They sell him into slavery. He goes to Potiphar's house, he gets favor there because the gift and calling of God is without repentance. Doesn't matter where you are, it'll come to pass. Doesn't matter if you're in America or if you're in Guatemala. If you've got a gift, if God's given you some form of a gift, it will come to pass. Amen. So don't worry where you are. Don't worry where you're at right now. Know this, it's coming. Amen. Just know it's there and it will come. Amen. Romans 11:29, the gift and calling of God is without repentance. So Joseph is now cleaning Potiphar's house and he's helping him now doing all the accounting because he's so clever. And his wife says, ooh, he's a good-looking dude. I like him. So she tries to trap him into sleeping with her. But he runs away. When he runs away from her, he leaves his jacket. Got a lot to do with coats in his life, eh? See, the devil was trying to get the coat that covers your life. He's trying to get that covering that God puts on you, the mantle. You know what a mantle is? It's a mantle for prophetic. It's a mantle for mercy. God gives a mantle to his people. And the devil kept trying to get that mantle off of Job. Did you see that? Off Joseph. He was trying to take his mantle, trying to stop the dream and the vision. He didn't want it fulfilled. He wanted to kill the Jewish nation. And he knew they were going to be starving if I can just stop this boy. And when you get all kinds of adversity come against you, know this. God's got something great for you. I'm telling you. Unless you're just sinning and walking around crazy. We're not talking that, all right? Sin brings death. The end result of sin is death, right? But if you're living the best of your ability to live a righteous life, and we all make mistakes, but if you're living the best of your ability and you keep up your relationship with God, no demon in hell is going to stop the gift in your life. And they tried. He tried to get his mantle off Joseph. And Joseph ran. He left his mantle there. But God said, no, you got it. And he went to jail. And he sat in prison for something he did not do. Do you think he had some cause to have unforgiveness? Sitting in a jail there. And then he spoke, to the two guys, and he said, remember me to Pharaoh? I told dreams. And Pharaoh needed his dream interpreted, so he calls Joseph. Joseph gets out, finds out this man's got incredible giftings. And he says, okay, you're going to become second in control of the world. But now Joseph has a decision to make, because his brothers, who's starting to starve, hear that there's food in Egypt. Not knowing that Joseph is in Egypt. There's food in Egypt. Let's go. And so they go to Egypt with whatever cash they got, and they're going to buy food in Egypt, and yet Joseph sees them. They don't recognize him. He's dealing out the food, out the coupons, whatever, however they did it, and yet comes his brothers. Right? And he sees them. Can you imagine the feeling? Anyone ever harmed you?
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Did you some bad? Did some bad in your life? And you're walking down the road and all of a sudden you see them. And you feel it, right? Can you imagine what he felt? You get mad just because a person said you're ugly. Or whatever. We get crazy, right? Or they stole $10 from me. We get crazy. He was given up for dead, went to jail. I mean, his life was messed up as far as he was concerned at that point. Not realizing God's still with you. In the midst of the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God is still with you. In the midst of the lion's den, God is still with you. When the walls seem impregnable and you can't break them down, Joshua, God is still with you. You understand, David, when you see a 9-foot giant standing in front of you with every kind of weapon, nuclear tip, doesn't make a difference. God is with you. And that's when you say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And Joseph himself sees his guys, and he's like completely confused, not knowing what to do. So you see, knows what he does. You know what he did. He sends him away. He brings him back. He holds one captive. He does this. He pretends that they stole from him. This is all the stuff that God's working out of his life. So if you've had unforgiveness, just say, okay, God, work it out. Help me get rid of it. And then eventually God's able to get in. See, God will always get into a clean heart. A person that's got a good mind and a good heart at least that's born again, truly born again, God can get to you. And God got to Joseph and said, reveal yourself to your brothers now and forgive them. And Joseph forgave his brothers, and they celebrated and they rejoiced. And Joseph became the second most important in the world. And Joseph was able, because of forgiveness, to bring his whole family, all of the rest of the tribes of Israel, into Egypt and to live a good life. We know stuff happened after that, but that's another story for another day, right? But Joseph showed forgiveness. Is that right? Jesus on the cross, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing, showed forgiveness. Do you understand? And so that's very important that we see this. Remember, the Bible says that the Old Testament is there as examples for us. I don't have to live by the law. Amen. But I can still read the Old Testament and understand and see the examples. Is that right? And just because I don't have to live by the law doesn't mean I can go around sinning. Amen. Do you know that living outside of the law is harder than living inside the law? What do you mean? They had 3,000 laws and they couldn't do this, they couldn't do that. Yeah, well, Jesus said, listen, you guys want to get divorced. And the only reason Moses said you can get divorced is because of the hardness of your hearts. He said, but I say to you, if you just look on a woman and you just think of her the wrong way, You've already broken the law. Those days you had to break the law. Now it's your heart, baby. You better make sure. He said circumcision was of the flesh then. Now circumcision is of the heart. Let me tell you what. We still have to uphold the righteousness of Christ. Amen. All right. Deuteronomy 30 verse 15. It's coming up on the overhead. See, God talking to you. I've set before you this day life and good and death and evil. Verse 16. Which, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, and, carry on, his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land into which you go to possess. Verse 19. Here's the verse I actually wanted you to see. God says, I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you or for you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and the curses. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live, or your seed. God is saying, I put before you life and death. I put before you forgiveness and unforgiveness. Which of those two is life? Forgiveness. You see, God's talking about his word. When you do the way God did and you do what God wants, he wants you to forgive. He said, pray for those that abuse you. Remember that?
Yes.
When I do that, I choose life. When I hold a grudge and I harbor unforgiveness, I choose death. The choice is mine. Pastor, now you're making me responsible for my life. Yes, I am. Stop looking at your friends and out the window. Start looking in the mirror. Isn't that true? God gave us freedom of choice. He said, I put before you life and death. Now he's telling you what to choose. Choose life so it'll go well with you. When I choose unforgiveness, I'm choosing death. When I choose disobedience, I choose death. Amen. So he's saying, listen, here's a heads up. I've got a clue. I'm giving you one. Choose life. In other words, forgive. Amen? And that's for all. That's for everything in your life. Not just for forgiveness and unforgiveness. That's pride. I put before you life and death. In other words, there's pride and there's humility. Or should I say humility and pride, life and death. When I choose humility, I choose life. When I choose pride and I operate in pride, I choose death. Can you agree with this? Amen. So God's given us a choice. He's not going to force you to forgive, but he's saying it's better for you if you forgive. Can you say amen? So choose blessing. So by choosing forgiveness, you choose blessing. And God wants you to have a life of peace. And you know what? It's not nice to walk in unforgiveness. It's just, it's ugly. It doesn't fit. It doesn't suit you. You're not designed to have unforgiveness. We're designed to be lovers of people and love people and nurture and help and bless people. That's how we're designed. Because he created us how? In his image and his likeness. And all he wants to do is bless people and love people and heal people and save people, right? Well, that's you. So unforgiveness doesn't sit right in you. You know it's not right. It's like a big lump in your stomach. And you just know, and you're harboring this. It's just, it's not right. Let it go. Choose life. Can you say amen? Here's one way you can do it. Philippians 4:8. You all know this. Look at Philippians 4:8. He says, first of all, that's 4:13. Can I have 4:8? Please. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. Next. Whatsoever things are lovely. Have you got the next part? If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.